We're so thankful that Sister Indy is out of the hospital.
Estamos agradecidos que la hermana salió del hospital.
In the last 24 hours, she went in and was admitted.
En las últimas 24 horas entró.
But the church has been praying.
Pero la iglesia está orando.
And now she's not in the hospital.
Y ahora no está en la iglesia, en el hospital.
We have two people in this congregation.
Tenemos dos personas en esta congregación.
That have totaled vehicles in the last 36 hours.
Que han hecho pérdida total a su vehículo.
Brother Justin, you're standing in the house tonight.
Hermano Justin, están en la casa.
I'm just telling you that God still answers prayer.
Yo te digo, Dios aún responde oraciones.
God still makes a way where there seems to be no way.
Dios aún abre camino donde no hay camino.
He's a prayer answering God.
Él responde oraciones.
He's a delivering God.
Él es un Dios que libera.
He's a way making God.
Él abre caminos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Now I know this may be a little bit spooky spiritual for you.
Yo sé que tal vez esto es muy espiritual para unos.
But in the last couple of days, something's been happening in the spirit.
Pero en los últimos días algo ha estado sucediendo en el espíritu.
We had a storm blow in Saturday night.
Tenemos un tormento en el sábado en la noche.
And the wind blew all night long.
Y el viento sopló toda la noche.
And I'm just going to tell you, I felt uneasy in my spirit before it came.
Y yo te digo, me sentí incómodo en mi espíritu.
But I didn't know we were going to have a couple of church people that were going to total vehicles.
Pero no sabía que íbamos a tener hermanos que iban a tener accidentes.
I didn't know we were going to have people going into the hospital.
No sabía que iban a ir al frente al hospital.
But I'm just telling you what I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight.
Pero te digo lo que siento en el Espíritu Santo.
We're up against something in the spirit.
Estamos peleando algo espiritual.
But the church isn't going to let off the gas pedal.
Pero la iglesia no se va a echar para atrás.
The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood,
la Biblia dice que cuando el espíritu viene,
the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him.
El espíritu del Señor pone una regla contra
My
eso.
Bible said no weapon,
mi Biblia dice ninguna arma,
formed against me,
forjada contra mí,
is going to prosper.
Prosperará.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We're bumping up against something in the Holy Ghost.
Estamos pegando en algo espiritual.
The devil's pushing against the church.
El diablo está empujando contra la iglesia.
Let me tell you what I believe.
Déjate digo lo que yo creo.
I believe that he knows.
Yo creo que él sabe.
That on the other side of this resistance,
que en el otro lado de esta resistencia,
is unprecedented revival.
Hay avivamiento como no lo hemos visto.
On the other side of this resistance,
al otro lado de esta resistencia,
is God opening up a portal in the supernatural.
Dios está abriendo una puerta en lo sobrenatural.
And I'm just going to tell you, bring it on, devil.
Y yo te digo, tráelo, diablo.
You gave us your best shot.
Tú nos me gastas con lo mejor.
But God's getting ready to pour out revival.
Pero Dios va a derramar avivamiento.
He said in the last days.
Él dijo en los últimos días.
Saith God.
Dice Dios.
I will pour out of my spirit.
Derramaré de mi espíritu.
Upon all flesh.
Sobre toda carne.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, you've got plenty of scripture to see the corollary.
Tienen mucha escritura para que puedan ver.
Between the wind blowing and the natural.
Entre el viento soplando lo natural.
And spiritual resistance.
Y resistencia espiritual.
But I'm here to tell you.
Pero te vengo a decir.
Jesus showed us how to ride out the storm.
Jesús nos enseñó cómo pasar por la tormenta.
Because on the other side of the storm.
Porque en el otro lado de la tormenta.
There was a demoniac at Gadara.
Había un demoníaco en Gadara.
Who was bound up with chains.
Que estaba atado con cadenas.
But he was really bound up on the inside.
Pero estaba atado de adentro.
They tried to hold him.
Lo querían detener.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But when Jesus stepped on the scene,
pero cuando Jesús llegó,
something broke open in the spirit world.
Algo se rompió en el espíritu.
God is calling the church of the living God.
Dios está llamando a la iglesia.
To get ready for spiritual resistance.
Para que se prepare para la resistencia espiritual.
Because God's going to use you.
Porque Dios te va a usar.
To break somebody up out of their prison.
Para sacar a alguien de la cárcel.
Somebody needs to say, God, use me.
Alguien tiene que decir, Dios, úsame.
Use my hands.
Usa mis manos.
Use my feet.
Usa mis pies.
Use my prayer.
Usa mi oración.
Use my consecration.
Usa mi consagración.
Praise God. Well, glory, glory.
Gloria, gloria.
Praise God. I believe this is going to be a year for the supernatural.
Creo que este va a ser un año para lo sobrenatural.
Praise God. I am believing that God is going to use this church.
Yo estoy creyendo que Dios va a usar esta iglesia
as an epicenter
como el centro
of the supernatural.
De lo sobrenatural.
Praise God, which means God is going to use you.
Que significa que Dios te va a usar a ti.
God is going to use your family and
Dios
your ministry.
Va a usar a tu familia y tu ministerio.
Praise God. It is so good to have the Ratliff family with us tonight.
Me da mucho gusto tener la familia Ratliff aquí.
Pastor in Anniston.
El pastor en Anniston.
Doing a great work for God.
Haciendo una gran obra para Dios.
And when you're here, just make yourself at home.
Y cuando estés aquí, hasta en casa.
Praise God. Come and worship with us.
Vengan y adoren con nosotros.
And we're believing God for revival there.
Y estamos creyendo a Dios que va a derramar movimiento.
Praise God. Brother Jermaine and Sister Brianna have gone there and preached some for them.
Hermano Jermaine y ellos han ido a predicar.
And we as a church want to be linked up with what God is doing all over the country.
Y como iglesia queremos estar conectado con lo que Dios está haciendo.
And we are thankful for the opportunity.
Y agradecido por la oportunidad.
To be connected to revival.
De estar conectados al avivamiento.
We're going to be in Genesis chapter 22 tonight.
Vamos a estar en Génesis 22.
Genesis chapter 22.
Génesis 22.
Praise God. Beginning in verse 1.
Empezando el versículo 1.
When you have it, say amen. Genesis 22 and 1, and the Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments by the help of the Holy Ghost.
Quiero predicar por unos momentos.
Sacrificing the lower dimensions.
Sacrificando las dimensiones menores.
Sacrificing the lower dimensions.
Sacrificando las dimensiones menores.
Praise God. Why don't you put your Bible down? Lift up your hands to heaven and pray, God, I want you to open up a portal in my life for the supernatural, Lord. I'm willing to sacrifice everything, every impediment, God, every hindrance, God, everything that interferes with the supernatural moving in my life. Help us, God, to position ourselves for an unprecedented revival, and we'll glorify you for it. Come on, one more time. Why don't you clap your hands?
Una vez más, aplauden sus manos.
Lift up a shout.
Levanten su voz.
Somebody magnify the Lord.
Alguien magnifique al Señor.
We exalt your name, Jesus.
Exaltamos su nombre, Jesús.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar.
High five somebody next to you and tell them it's good to see you in the house of God tonight.
Saluda a tu vecino. Dile, me da gusto verte en la casa.
To all of our guests,
a todos los visitantes,
we are so glad that you have come to worship with us on a Sunday night.
Estamos tan contentos que vinieron a alabar con nosotros.
Praise God, let's make our guests feel welcome.
Denle palmas a los visitantes.
When you're here, make yourself at home.
Cuando estén aquí, siéntanse en casa.
This is about you and this is about Jesus.
Esto se trata de ti y de Jesús.
Praise God. It is so good to see you in God's house tonight.
Me da tanto gusto verlos en la casa.
For a number of weeks now, we have been camped out in a discussion about Noah.
Por varias semanas hemos estado en una discusión con Noé.
And the ministry of Noah.
Y el ministerio de Noé.
We have walked through his life and ministry, and we have talked about the powerful patterns that are demonstrated in his life.
Hemos hablado de su vida, de los patrones, de los ejemplos que están en su vida.
We have talked about the fact that he was a man that was submitted to the plan of God.
Hablamos del hecho que él es un hombre que estaba sometido al plan de Dios.
Now, he didn't know exactly how God's plan was going to play out in his life.
No sabía exactamente cómo el plan de Dios iba a desarrollar en su vida.
He didn't know exactly how all of the pieces were going to come together.
Él no sabía cómo todos los pedazos iban a juntarse.
But he had a word from God.
Pero tenía una palabra de Dios.
And for Noah, that word from God was enough.
Y para Noé esa palabra era suficiente.
And we see as he follows God.
Y miramos cómo él sigue a Dios.
The plan begins to unfold in his life.
El plan se empieza a desarrollar en su vida.
He didn't have a plan in the way that you think of a plan.
Él no tenía un plan como tú piensas en un plan.
He didn't have step one, step two, step three.
No tenía paso uno, paso dos, paso tres.
But he had a vision.
Pero tenía una visión.
He had a dream.
Tenía un sueño.
He had an image in his head.
Tenía una imagen en su mente.
And that picture.
Y ese retrato.
That God had given to the man Noah.
Que Dios le dio al hombre Noé.
It came to him from another dimension.
Vino a él de otra dimensión.
And it presented itself in his mind and in his imagination.
Y se presentó en su mente y en su imaginación.
Now those patterns that we get from God, they come to us from another world.
Esos patrones que recibimos de Dios vienen de otro mundo.
And they begin to communicate to us what is possible in this dimension.
Y empiezan a comunicarse con nosotros lo que es posible en esta dimensión.
They are transcendent patterns.
Son patrones transcendientes.
Everybody say they're transcendent.
Todos digan transcendente.
And they begin to present themselves to us when we position ourselves correctly.
Y se empiezan a presentar cuando nos ponemos en posición correcta.
When we begin to pray the correct prayers.
Cuando oramos las oraciones correctas.
When we begin to fast and to consecrate ourselves.
Cuando empezamos a ayunar y consagrarnos.
In a way that we are willing to abandon everything.
En una manera que estamos dispuestos a abandonar todo.
In exchange for the plan of God.
Por intercambiar por el plan de Dios.
That is what Jesus was communicating to his disciples.
Es lo que Jesús le comunicaba a sus discípulos.
When they asked him, "Teach us to pray."
Cuando le preguntaron, "Enséñanos a orar."
And he said, "When you pray."
Y él dijo, "Cuando oren."
"Pray after this manner."
Oren de esta manera.
Our Father,
Padre nuestro,
which art in heaven,
que estás en los cielos,
hallowed be thy name,
santificado sea tu nombre,
thy kingdom come,
venga tu reino,
thy will be done,
sea tu voluntad hecha,
in the earth,
en la tierra,
just like it is in heaven,
así como en los cielos.
Now, you've come to a church tonight,
has venido a una iglesia esta noche,
that may be a little bit unconventional,
que tal vez no es convencional.
And you say maybe from the outset,
y dices, tal vez de lo afuera,
you notice that it looks a little different.
Te das cuenta que se mira un poco diferente.
Than maybe some other churches that you've experienced.
Que tal vez otras iglesias que has visitado.
But let me tell you how we think about having church.
Pero déjate digo cómo pensamos en la iglesia.
We think about having church.
Nosotros pensamos que la iglesia.
So that we see a demonstration.
Y venemos para ver una demostración.
Of how we envision the kingdom of God to be.
De cómo miramos que el reino de Dios es.
We want God's kingdom to come to the earth.
Nosotros queremos que venga el reino de Dios.
We want to the best of our ability.
Queremos con la mejor de nuestra habilidad.
To see a visible representation.
Mirar una representación física.
Of the kingdom of God.
Del reino de Dios.
Presenting itself in the earth,
presentándose en la tierra,
just like it is in heaven,
así como en los cielos.
What that means,
lo que significa,
is that the church is not a white church.
Es que la iglesia no es iglesia blanca.
That means that it's not a black church.
Que la iglesia no es iglesia de morenos.
That means that it's not a Hispanic church.
La iglesia no es iglesia hispana.
That it's not an all male church.
Que no es de todo hombre.
That it's not an all female church.
Y no es de todas mujeres.
That it's not a rich church.
Que no es iglesia rica.
That it's not just a poor church.
No solo es iglesia pobre.
That it's not an old church.
No es iglesia vieja.
That it's not a young church.
No es iglesia joven.
But it's a church for everybody.
Pero es una iglesia para todos.
It's a church for whosoever will.
Es una iglesia para el que quiera.
It's a church for depressed people.
Es una iglesia para los deprimidos.
It's a church for poor people.
Es iglesia para los pobres.
It's a church for rich people.
Es iglesia para los ricos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's a place where you can come.
Es lugar donde puedes venir.
And have an experience with God.
Y experimentar a Dios.
From the start to the finish.
Desde el principio al final.
It is intended to be an experience.
Es, tiene que ser una experiencia.
It is God's design.
Es el diseño de Dios.
That the church not be stodgy.
Que la iglesia no está atorada.
And stiff.
Y tiesa.
And stuck.
Y atorada.
But it's the will of God that you can bring your problems to church.
Pero es la voluntad de Dios que traiga sus problemas.
It's the will of God that you can bring your disease to church.
Es la voluntad de Dios que traiga su enfermedad.
It's the will of God that you bring your marital problems to church.
Es la voluntad de Dios que traiga sus problemas matrimoniales.
And it's the will of God that you leave different than how you came.
Y es la voluntad de Dios que te vayas diferente como entraste.
We expect.
Nosotros esperamos.
God to pour out His Spirit.
Que Dios derrame su espíritu.
We expect.
Nosotros esperamos.
The supernatural.
Lo sobrenatural.
We expect.
Nosotros esperamos.
Cancer to be healed.
El cáncer que sea sanado.
We expect.
Nosotros esperamos.
Barren wombs to be opened up.
De la vientre que no puede que tenga
bebé. Does anybody believe that tonight?
¿Habrá alguien que lo cree?
If you believe it, why don't you praise him?
Si tú lo crees, ¿por qué no lo alabas?
Praise God. It's one thing to hear Jesus teach the Lord's Prayer.
Es una cosa que escuchar que Jesús enseña la oración.
But Jesus didn't just teach how to pray.
Jesús no solamente enseñó cómo orar.
He demonstrated prayer.
Él demostró la oración.
It was one thing for them to hear him talk about prayer.
Era una cosa que lo escucharon él hablar de oración.
But it was another thing for them to go to Gethsemane with him.
Pero era otra cosa que ellos vayan a Getsemaní con él.
When he began to model for them what prayer looked like.
Cuando él empezó a modelar lo que es oración.
As he began to be moved.
Mientras él empezó a ser movido.
For Israel and for the world.
Por Israel y por el mundo.
The Bible said that he started to exert this energy and this effort.
La Biblia dice que empezó a usar esta energía y este esfuerzo.
And he started to intercede for the nation.
Y empezó a interceder por la nación.
Jesus got worked up about prayer.
Jesús se enfocó mucho en la oración.
He didn't just teach about prayer.
Él no solo enseñó de oración.
But the Bible said as he began to pray.
Pero la Biblia dice mientras empezó a orar.
He began to sweat as though that sweat was great drops of blood.
Empezó a sudar como si fueran gotas de sangre.
I'm telling you, when you encounter people.
Cuando tú encuentras a personas.
Who are serious about ushering in the kingdom of God.
Que están en serio de este reino de Dios.
Their worship is not casual.
Su adoración no es casual.
Their prayer is not casual.
Su oración no es casual.
Their preaching is not casual.
Su predicación no es casual.
But we understand something.
Pero nosotros entendemos algo.
That the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
Que el reino de Dios sufre violencia.
But the violent take it by force.
Y los violentos lo arrebatan.
I'm here to tell you tonight.
Yo te digo esta noche.
If blind eyes are going to be opened.
Si los ciegos van a ver.
If deaf ears are going to be unstopped.
Si los sordos van a oír.
If marriages are going to be put back together.
Si los matrimonios van a ser sanados.
Oh, it necessitates that there is a people.
Hay necesidad que hay un pueblo.
That are willing to exert the energy.
Que están dispuestos a gastar la energía.
That are willing to push back against the forces of darkness.
Que son dispuestos a pelear con el diablo.
Come on, is there a church tonight?
Habrá una iglesia esta noche.
That is ready to have revival in 2024. Come on, is there a people that
habla
say,
pueblo esta noche.
I'm ready to do the work.
Que dice, estoy listo para la obra.
I'm ready to put revival on
estoy
my
listo
back.
Para avivamiento.
I'm ready to put a breakthrough on my back.
Estoy listo para la victoria.
Praise God. Praise God. It's a place where there is complete surrender.
Es un lugar donde te rindes completamente.
Of self-will.
De tu voluntad propia.
To divine will.
Para la voluntad divina.
Noah saw something in his generation.
Noé miró algo en su generación.
That was so unbelievable.
Que era tan increíble.
It was so transcendent.
Era tan transcendiente.
That it was worth sacrificing.
Que era valía el sacrificio.
75 or so years.
75 años.
His entire life.
Toda su vida.
With no guarantees.
Con ni una garantía.
He had no guarantee other than the vision from God.
No tenía otra garantía más la visión de Dios.
There was nobody that was standing there with him.
No había nadie que estaba ahí parado con él.
That was backing up his investment.
Que estaba dándole apoyo a su inversión.
He had an encounter with God.
Él tenía un encuentro con Dios.
And that encounter infused him with a promise.
Y ese encuentro le dio un ánimo a esa promesa.
That some things were coming to the world.
Que unas cosas venían al mundo.
and he could facilitate.
Y él podía facilitar
something that would liberate his world from judgment.
Algo que iba a liberar a su mundo del juicio.
And for this man Noah,
y para este hombre Noé,
it did not matter to him.
No le importaba
that nobody around him was validating his work.
Que nadie alrededor estaba mirando a su obra.
Nobody around him was substantiating the effort.
Nadie le estaba dando, diciendo que le estaba haciendo bien el trabajo.
Nobody even cared.
A nadie le importaba su
until
obra.
The rain started to fall.
Hasta que empezó a venir la lluvia.
Until the windows of heaven started to open up above him.
Hasta que las ventanas del cielo fueron abiertas.
Until the fountains of the deep opened up beneath him.
Hasta que las fuentes de lo profundo fueron abiertas.
It wasn't just about the judgment of God.
No solamente era del juicio de Dios.
It was about, and this is true for every generation.
Era y esto es verdad para toda generación.
That God has a plan.
Que Dios tiene un plan.
That trumps the dysfunction of the world.
Que es más grande que la disfunción del mundo.
I don't care how bad it gets in the world around you.
No me importa qué tan mal está en el mundo.
God has a dominion mandate.
Dios tiene un dominio.
That says you have the capacity.
Que dice tú tienes la capacidad.
To see something from another world.
De ver algo de otro mundo.
And to facilitate that reality coming to the earth.
Y para facilitar esa realidad a este mundo.
That can bring deliverance and transformation to your world.
Que puede traer liberación y transformación a tu
God
mundo.
God had a plan.
Dios tenía un plan.
But his plan needed a man.
Pero su plan necesitaba un hombre.
Everybody say his plan needed a man.
Todos digan su plan necesitaba un hombre.
We talked about in weeks past the fact that the water was going to win in the end.
Hablamos en las semanas pasadas que el agua iba a prevalecer.
The apostle Peter would say, "A like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us."
El apóstol Pedro dijo como el bautismo ahora nos salva.
He likened New Testament baptism.
Él comparó el bautismo del Nuevo Testamento.
To the waters that overtook the world of Noah's day.
A las aguas que prevalecieron en el día de Noé.
We talked about alignment with Noah and God.
Hablamos de la alineación con Noé y Dios.
We talked about what the windows of heaven and the fountains of the deep signified.
Hablamos de los significados de las fuentes de la profundidad y las ventanas del cielo.
The windows of heaven are a type of the blessings of God.
Las ventanas son un tipo de la bendición de Dios.
And the fountains of the deep are a type of unactualized potential.
Y las fuentes de lo profundo es potencial que no ha sido actualizado.
And so the man Noah was able to get in a position with God.
So el hombre Noé se puso en posición con Dios.
Where something opened up above him.
Donde algo se abrió arriba de él.
That started flowing down into his life.
Que empezó a fluir abajo a su vida.
And something broke up beneath him.
Y algo se rompió abajo de él.
This is perfect synchronicity with the plan and purpose of God.
Él estaba sincronizado perfectamente con el plan.
And his life begins to flow with the Spirit.
Y su vida empieza a fluir con el Espíritu.
This liquid is a type of human spirituality and emotion.
Este líquido es un tipo de emocional humana y espiritualidad.
We talked about how baptism and the Holy Ghost.
Y hablamos del bautismo y el Espíritu Santo.
In the New Testament, begin the work of redemption and sanctification in our lives.
En el Nuevo Testamento que empieza la obra de redención en nuestras vidas.
And then we talked about as Noah began to flow through the plan of God.
Hablamos de cuando Noé empezó a fluir en el plan de Dios.
He releases a raven and a dove.
Empieza a soltar un cuervo. Y una paloma.
And the raven goes out first.
Y el cuervo sale primero.
And the raven is the carrion eater.
Y el cuervo es un carrañero.
Because as we begin to allow the work of the Holy Ghost and baptism to work in our life.
Porque mientras empezamos que el bautismo y el Espíritu Santo obrar en nuestras vidas.
Some things begin to die under the water.
Las cosas empiezan a morir abajo del agua.
And as that death begins to happen.
Y mientras esa muerte empieza a suceder.
That carrion eater of the raven goes out and begins to consume what is dead.
Ese cuervo sale para afuera y se empieza a consumir lo que está muerto.
What dies beneath the waters of baptism.
Lo que se muere abajo del bautismo del agua.
Is your old way of living.
Es tu manera vieja de vivir.
It's all of your sins.
Es todos tus pecados.
The Bible says that when we repent of our sins.
La Biblia dice que cuando nos arrepentimos de los pecados.
And we are baptized in the name of Jesus.
Y somos bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
That it is for the remission of sins.
Que es para el perdón de pecados.
It begins to remove everything in our life.
Empieza a remover todo en nuestra vida.
That is not like God.
Que no es como Dios.
All of our habits.
Todos nuestros hábitos.
All of our addictions.
Todas nuestras adicciones.
All of our thinking.
Todos nuestros pensamientos.
All of our human emotions.
Todas las emociones carnales.
Because your body and your deeds are broken and fallen.
Porque tu cuerpo está caído.
Your mind and your thinking is not like God.
Tu mente y tus pensamientos no son como
the
Dios.
The natural mind is enmity against God.
La mente natural es enemigo de Dios.
It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
No es sujeta a la ley de Dios y no puede ser.
Your heart or your emotions.
Tu corazón o tus emociones.
Are deceitful above all things.
Son malvadas.
And desperately wicked.
Y bien feas.
And who can even know them?
¿Y quién las puede conocer?
And so when you receive the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in Jesus' name,
so cuando recibes el Espíritu Santo y eres bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
you receive the power to become the sons of God.
Recibes el poder para ser los hijos de Dios.
And what God begins to do,
y lo que Dios empieza a hacer,
is he begins to suffocate the old man.
Él empieza a sufrir, a ahogar el hombre viejo.
He begins to suffocate the old habits.
Empieza a matar los hábitos muertos.
He begins to suffocate the old thoughts.
Empieza a matar los pensamientos viejos.
He begins to suffocate the old emotions.
Empieza a matar las malas emociones.
And what you get in exchange,
y lo que agarras en intercambio,
is you get new actions.
Es agarras nuevas acciones.
You get new thoughts.
Recibes nuevos pensamientos.
You get new emotions.
Recibes nuevas emociones.
And what emerges from out of the water,
y lo que sale del agua,
is a new creation.
Es una nueva creación.
The Bible said if any man is in Christ,
la Biblia dice, si hay alguien en Cristo,
he is a new creation.
Es una nueva criatura.
Old things are passed away.
Todo es pasado.
Behold, all things are become new.
Ahora todo es nuevo.
Praise God. You're in a place tonight,
estás en lugar esta noche,
surrounded by people,
rodeado de personas,
who have been bought by the blood of Jesus,
que han sido comprados por la sangre de
who
Jesús,
who have been filled with His Spirit,
que han sido llenado con su espíritu.
You have ex-fornicators,
tienes ex-fornicarios,
ex-adulterers,
tienes ex-adúlteros,
ex-winos, ex-drug addicts,
ex-drogadictos,
ex-perverts,
ex-pervertos.
But God has taken our old man,
pero Dios ha tomado el hombre viejo,
and given us something in exchange,
y nos ha dado por intercambio.
And now we are in Christ Jesus.
Y ahora estamos en Cristo Jesús.
I'm telling you, when you exchange the old man,
cuando intercambias al hombre viejo,
for the new man,
por el hombre nuevo,
you begin to think differently.
Empiezas a pensar diferente.
You begin to act differently.
Empiezas a actuar diferente.
You begin to feel differently.
Empiezas a sentirte diferente.
Come on, is there a testimony tonight?
¿Habrá un testimonio en la casa?
Has God turned somebody's life around?
¿Habrá alguien que Dios ha cambiado su vida?
Praise God. And as this begins to happen,
y mientras eso empieza a suceder,
something begins to flow through our lives.
Algo empieza a fluir por nuestras vidas.
The Bible said if you are led of the Spirit,
la Biblia dice que si eres guiado por el Espíritu,
you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
No vas a cumplir la voluntad de la carne.
You will not fulfill the works of the flesh.
No vas a cumplir las obras de la carne.
And so as this process begins to work in our lives,
so mientras este proceso obra en nuestras vidas,
the work of the dove begins to minister.
La obra de la paloma empieza a suceder.
The dove represents rest.
La paloma representa el reposo.
It represents the olive branch that comes back to Noah.
Representa la rama de olivo que viene para atrás a Noé.
And that olive branch is a representation.
Y la rama de olivo es una representación.
Of what the world is going to produce now.
De lo que el mundo va a producir.
That someone has ushered in the kingdom of God.
Que alguien ha traído el reino de Dios.
All of the latent potential that was in the world.
Todo el potencial que estaba en el mundo.
That sin was suppressing.
Que el pecado estaba oprimiendo.
Now this dove comes back to Noah.
Ahora esta paloma regresa a Noé.
And he brings an olive branch.
Y trae una rama de olivo.
It's a budding olive branch.
Es una rama que tiene fruto.
It's a type of what's coming to the world.
Es un tipo de lo que viene al mundo.
And God was letting Noah know.
Y Dios estaba dejando saber a Noah.
That the world that existed before the water came.
Que el mundo que existió antes que viniera el agua.
Is about to be radically different.
Iba a ser diferente.
Than the world that is coming.
Del mundo que viene.
After the work of the dove is complete.
Después de la obra de la paloma.
It's not lost on us tonight.
No está perdido esta noche.
That when Jesus goes down in the waters of baptism.
Que cuando Jesús es bautizado en las aguas.
The apostle John tells us.
El apóstol Juan nos dice.
That when he came up out of the water.
Cuando salió del agua.
That the Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
Que el Espíritu descendió como una paloma.
What God was letting the church know was.
Lo que Dios estaba dejando a la iglesia saber.
Is that what is coming after Christ.
Lo que viene después de Cristo.
Is going to usher in a time of harvest.
Va a traer un tiempo de cosecha.
And a time of dominion.
Y un tiempo de dominio.
That the world has never seen before.
Que el mundo nunca ha visto antes.
I've come to preach to the church.
Yo vengo a predicar a la iglesia.
That the days of revival are not over.
Que los días de avivamiento no se han
that
acabado.
The days of harvest are not behind
los
us.
Los días de cosecha no están atrás.
That the world has not gotten so bad.
Que el mundo no se ha puesto tan
that
mal.
God is finished.
Que Dios ya terminó.
But the dove is still wanting to do the work.
Pero la paloma quiere orar.
The dove is ready to do a work in your life.
La paloma está lista para orar en
the
tu vida.
Dove is ready to do a work in your city.
La paloma está lista.
Somebody give God praise.
Alguien alabe a Dios.
Praise God. It's a day for revival.
Es un día para avivamiento.
It's a day for harvest.
Es un día para la cosecha.
It's a day for fruitfulness.
Es un día para dar fruto.
I'm telling this church that a level of actualization.
Le digo a esta iglesia hay un nivel de actualización.
That you've never seen before.
Que nunca has visto antes.
Is about to be manifest in this church.
Y se va a manifestar en esta iglesia.
A level of revival.
Un nivel de avivamiento.
That the city of Birmingham has never seen
que
before.
Que esta ciudad nunca ha visto.
Is about to be manifest in this church.
Se va a manifestar en esta iglesia.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
All of the patterns.
Todos los patrones.
That communicate to us what can be.
Que comunican lo que puede ser.
Are in effect.
Están en efecto.
And they are demonstrable for us.
Y son demostrados.
But the church has to get in position.
Pero la iglesia se tiene que poner en posición.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Finally, Noah gets to a place.
Finalmente Noé llega a un lugar.
Where the boat stops.
Donde el barco para.
And this represents a time of transition.
Y esto representa un tiempo de transición.
He is moving from one season to the next.
Se mueve de una temporada a otra.
And he is moving from one dimension to the next.
Y se está moviendo de una dimensión a otra.
Change is difficult.
El cambio es difícil.
It's disorienting.
Te saca de orientación.
Praise God. There are people here tonight.
Hay personas aquí.
That the Spirit has brought you to this place.
Que el Espíritu te ha traído a este lugar.
For this season.
Para esta temporada.
And the entire time you've been here tonight.
Y todo el tiempo que has estado aquí.
You have felt disorientation.
Te has sentido incómodo.
Because you don't know what all of this means.
Y te sientes perdido porque no sabes lo que significa.
But the Holy Ghost sent me here to preach to you tonight.
Pero el Espíritu me mandó para predicarte.
And tell you that you are entering into a season of transformation.
Y dejarte saber que estás entrando en una temporada de transformación.
But you have to get in position.
Pero te tienes que poner en posición.
To receive what God is bringing.
Para recibir lo que Dios está trayendo.
Praise God. And it feels strange.
Y se siente extraño.
Sometimes it feels like resistance.
A veces se siente como resistencia.
It feels like chaos.
Se siente como caos.
We had a preacher come through on Wednesday night.
Un predicador vino el miércoles.
And preached to us.
Y nos predicó.
About how King David positioned himself.
De cómo el rey David se puso en posición.
In transitionary moments in his life.
En momentos de cambio, de transición en su vida.
To facilitate change.
Para facilitar el cambio.
And that's what the man Noah does.
Y es lo que hace el hombre Noé.
He has to position himself.
Se tiene que poner en posición.
To embrace what God has been preparing for the world.
Para abrazar lo que Dios ha estado preparando para el mundo.
What does he do when he gets off the boat?
¿Qué es lo que hace cuando se sale del barco?
He takes one of each of the clean animals.
Toma uno de cada los animales limpios.
And he begins to offer sacrifice to God.
Y empieza a ofrecer sacrificio a Dios.
He begins to lift up this sacrifice.
Empieza a levantar este sacrificio.
Now this sacrifice.
Este sacrificio.
Is not a sacrifice for sin.
No es sacrificio para el pecado.
Sin has already been taken care of.
El pecado ya fue quitado.
As a type of baptism, all the sin has been washed away.
Como un tipo de bautismo, todo el pecado fue quitado.
And what is emerging from out of the water?
Y lo que está saliendo del agua.
Is a new creation.
Es una nueva criatura.
So what Noah is sacrificing for?
So lo que está sacrificando Noé.
It's not a sacrifice for sin.
No es para el pecado.
I would propose to you tonight.
Yo te digo esto esta noche.
That what he is doing.
Que lo que él está haciendo.
Is he is positioning himself.
Se está poniendo en posición.
And he is positioning his family.
Y está poniendo su familia en posición.
To walk into a season of unprecedented revival and harvest.
Para caminar una temporada de avivamiento y cosecha.
Because everything that is in the boat.
Porque todo lo que está en el barco.
The clean and the unclean.
Lo limpio y lo impío.
Is going to leave the boat.
Se va a ir del barco.
And it is going to go out and reproduce.
Y se va a ir a reproducir.
God blesses the physical world.
Dios bendice el mundo físico.
He blesses Noah and his family.
Bendice a Noé y su familia.
And he gives them a dominion mandate.
Y les da a ellos un mandato de dominio.
He says, go forth.
Les dice, ven.
Reproduce.
Reproduzcan.
Be fruitful.
Dejan fruto.
Multiply.
Multiplíquense.
Upon the face of the earth.
Sobre la toda la tierra.
And in the vision of God.
Y en la visión de Dios.
What God saw.
Lo que Dios vio.
Is that everything that the kingdom represented in that dispensation?
Todo lo que representaba el reino de Dios en esa dispensación.
Was going to go forth and reproduce.
Iba a salir a reproducir.
And multiply in the earth.
Y multiplicarse sobre la tierra.
So what Noah is doing?
So lo que está haciendo Noé.
Is Noah takes one of each clean animal.
Es Noé toma un animal.
And he brings them together.
Y los trae juntos.
And he builds an altar.
Y hace un altar.
And what he is doing.
Y lo que él está haciendo.
It's like what we do in tithe and offering.
Es como los diezmos y
las
ofrendas.
It's like what we do in worship.
Es lo que hacemos en adoración.
When we bring the sacrifice of praise.
Cuando traemos el sacrificio de adoración.
Into the house of the Lord.
A la casa del Señor.
When we bring the first fruits of our money.
Cuando traemos lo primero de nuestros frutos.
Our time, our talent, and our treasure.
El tiempo, el talento y el tesoro.
And we offer them unto the Lord.
Y los ofrecemos al Señor.
We're not telling God that 10% belongs to you.
No le decimos a Dios que 10% es de él.
We're telling God that 100% belongs to you.
Le decimos a Dios que el 100% le pertenece a él.
But the tithe,
pero el diezmo,
or the tenth,
o un porcentaje,
is the deposit.
Es el depósito.
Because God,
porque Dios,
we understand,
entendemos,
that you want to reproduce in our lives,
que tú quieres reproducir en nuestras
and
vidas,
and we're giving you the down payment of what you've given to us.
Y te damos el entre de lo que nos has
to
dado.
To say God,
para decir Dios,
the earth is the Lord,
la tierra le pertenece a él,
and the fullness thereof,
y la enteridad de él.
What we understand is what is if we give it to God,
lo que entendemos si lo damos a Dios,
in sacrifice,
en sacrificio,
we are positioning ourselves,
nos ponemos en posición.
For God to take the whole,
para que Dios tome todo,
and to bless it,
y lo bendiga,
and to break it,
y lo rompa,
and to multiply,
y lo bendiga.
And so what Noah is doing,
lo que está haciendo Noé,
is he is saying, God,
está diciendo Dios,
I want you to take what's in my possession,
quiero que tomes en mi posición,
and I want you to multiply,
y quiero que lo multipliques,
I want you to get the glory,
quiero que recibas la gloria.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. And so sacrifice becomes a pattern.
So el sacrificio se convierte en patrón.
Really built in the sacrifice is obedience.
Y en el sacrificio es la obediencia.
Because it's not what I want to give to God.
Porque no es lo que yo le quiero dar a Dios.
But it is doing what God has instructed.
Pero es haciendo lo que Dios está instruyendo.
Where God has instructed it.
Donde Dios lo instruyó.
And in the way that God has instructed it.
Y en la manera que él lo dijo.
So we come before him.
So vinimos ante él.
And we bring the best of our lives.
Y traemos lo mejor de nuestras vidas.
The first fruits of our inheritance.
Los primeros frutos de nuestra herencia.
And what that does is, as Bishop preached this morning.
Y lo que hace como el obispo predicó esta mañana.
It puts God at the center of our life.
Pone a Dios en el centro de nuestras vidas.
It places God at the center of our family.
Pone a Dios en el centro de nuestras familias.
Of our finances.
De nuestras finanzas,
of our talents,
de nuestros talentos,
and it orients us,
y nos pone en orientación,
with a God worldview,
con un punto de vista mundial de
it
Dios.
It becomes a memorial.
Se pone en un memorial.
Praise God. So before we do anything else,
so antes que hacemos otras cosas,
we begin to say, God, my life is yours.
Empezamos a decir, Dios, mi vida es tuya.
When we get up in the morning and pray,
cuando nos levantamos en la mañana,
we say, your kingdom come.
Decimos, venga tu reino.
It's a place of dying to self.
Es un lugar donde nos moremos a nosotros mismos.
It's a place of dying to our own will.
Es un lugar donde matamos nuestra voluntad.
It was a type of worship.
Es un tipo de adoración.
It was a first fruits of the inheritance.
Es de los primeros frutos.
They were saying like the psalmist David.
Decían como el salmista David.
God, everything in the world.
Dios, todo en el mundo.
Belongs to you.
Te pertenece a ti.
And if it's going to be full.
Y si va a estar lleno.
Or if the world is going to have its fullness manifest.
Y si el mundo va a estar lleno en su enteridad.
It's going to be because we align ourselves with your plan and your purpose.
Va a ser porque nos alineamos con tu plan y tu propósito.
This sacrifice became a pattern for the people of God.
Este sacrificio se convirtió en un patrón para el pueblo de Dios.
And it teaches us something.
Y nos enseña algo muy importante.
At every season of your life.
En cada temporada de tu vida.
You need to bring a sacrifice.
Debes traer un sacrificio.
At every season of your life.
En cada temporada de tu vida.
You need to reorient yourself.
Tienes que enfocarte.
With God at the center.
Con Dios en el centro.
At every season of your life.
Cada temporada de tu vida.
You need to get the Holy Ghost all over again.
Tienes que recibir el Espíritu Santo de nuevo.
But you need to get the Holy Ghost like you did at the beginning.
Tienes que recibir el Espíritu como al principio.
When you submit your whole body.
Sometes todo tu cuerpo.
When you submit your whole soul.
Cuando sometes toda tu alma.
And when you submit your whole spirit.
Cuando sometes todo tu espíritu.
To the will and the purpose of God.
A la voluntad y el propósito de Dios.
This becomes a pattern for the people of God.
Esto se convierte un patrón para el pueblo de Dios.
During the season of the judges and the prophets.
En la temporada de los jueces y los profetas.
Samuel was the last judge.
Samuel era el último juez.
And year by year.
Y año con año.
He had a circuit.
Tenía un circuito.
And I don't have time to get into all of it tonight.
Y no tengo tiempo para hablarlo de todo.
But he would go to specific places.
Pero iba a lugares específicos.
And he would offer sacrifice to God.
Y ofrecía sacrificios a Dios.
For the nation of Israel.
Para la nación de Israel.
He would come with sacrifice.
Venía con sacrificio.
And what would follow the sacrifice was prophecy.
Y lo que seguía al sacrificio era profecía.
And as the prophet would orient the nation around sacrifice.
Y mientras el profeta orientaba la nación al sacrificio.
The prophecy of God would begin to flow back into the nation.
La profecía de Dios empezaba a regresar a la nación de Israel.
So at the beginning of the year,
al principio del año,
they would offer sacrifice.
Ellos ofrecían sacrificio.
One of the places that he offered sacrifice.
Uno de los lugares donde ofreció sacrificio.
Was at a place called Bethel.
Era un lugar llamado Betel.
It wasn't just a random place.
No solo un lugar cualquiera.
But it was a place where God established his covenant with Abraham.
Pero era el lugar donde Dios estableció un pacto con Abraham.
It was a place where the patriarch Abraham offered sacrifice.
Era un lugar donde el patriarca ofreció sacrificio a Dios.
And what would happen is where God met with the prophet.
Y lo que sucedió cuando Dios se encontró con el profeta.
That place became a memorial.
Ese lugar se convirtió en un memorial.
It was at that destination.
Era en esa destinación.
That God reiterated over and over again the promises that he made for the nation of Israel.
Que Dios una y otra vez contó las promesas que hizo a la nación de Israel.
And it was at those locations that men and women of God began to offer sacrifice to God.
Eran esos lugares donde los hombres y las mujeres ofrecían sacrificios a Dios.
In the word of God, Jacob.
En la palabra de Dios, Jacob.
Goes by the Holy Ghost or by the Spirit of God.
Va por el Espíritu Santo, por la palabra de Dios.
To Bethel.
A Betel.
And the Bible says.
Y la Biblia dice.
That he finds stones.
Que él encuentra piedras.
That are stacked up in this location.
Que están puestas una con otras en este lugar.
He is because of his connection to Abraham and Isaac.
Él por su conexión de Abraham y Isaac.
He is the beneficiary of promises and covenant. Obligations from God.
Es el que recibe los beneficios del pacto de Dios.
But when he goes back to Bethel,
pero cuando regresa a Betel,
he finds a pile of stones.
Él se encuentra un montón de piedras.
And this man takes one of the stones.
Y este hombre toma una de esas piedras.
Out of the pile at Bethel.
Fuera del lugar en ese en Betel.
And he lays his head on a stone.
Y acuesta su cabeza en una piedra.
And it is going to be at that location.
Y va a ser en ese lugar.
That as he closed his eyes to sleep.
Mientras él cierra sus ojos para dormir.
The Bible said that he dreamed a dream.
La Biblia dice que él soñó un sueño.
And in the dream he saw angels ascending and descending.
Y en el sueño miró ángeles ascender y descender.
He saw a ladder erected at that place.
Miró una escalera en ese lugar.
It was that he was a covenant man.
Era que era un hombre de pacto.
But it wasn't just that he was a covenant man detached.
Pero no solo porque era un hombre de pacto.
But he was a covenant person connected.
Pero un hombre de pacto conectado.
To a covenant that God had made to his forefathers.
A un pacto que Dios hizo a sus antepasados.
He went back to a place.
Él regresó a un lugar.
Where a memorial had been built.
Donde el memorial fue construido.
And he took a stone.
Y tomó una piedra.
From off of the pile.
De ese lugar.
And it was there that he put his head. And it was there that he saw a ladder.
Y era ahí donde miró la escalera.
And it was there that the supernatural visited him.
Y era ahí donde lo sobrenatural lo visitó.
And it was there that he saw angels ascending and descending.
Y era ahí donde miró los ángeles ascender y descender.
It was there that the covenant of God was reiterated to him.
Era ahí donde el pacto de Dios fue contado
de nuevo. Can I tell you, apostolic church?
Te puedo decir, iglesia apostólica.
In 2024.
En el 2024.
You are a people of prophecy.
Ustedes son el pueblo de profecía.
You are a chosen generation.
Son pueblo escogido.
You are a royal priesthood.
Son real sacerdotes.
You are a holy nation.
Son nación santa.
You are a peculiar people.
Son personas.
And you have been called to show forth the praises.
Y han sido llamado para llamar.
Of the one who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
Al que lo llamó fuera de la oscuridad.
But I'm going to tell you tonight.
Pero te digo esta noche,
that there is no destiny on this church.
Que no hay destino sobre esta iglesia.
Without going back to those memorial stones.
Sin regresar para atrás a esos lugares.
And building a memorial.
Y haciendo un memorial.
At a place called sacrifice.
En un lugar llamado sacrificio.
You are going to see the supernatural.
Vas a ver lo sobrenatural.
In direct proportion.
En conectado.
To your level of sacrifice.
A tu nivel de sacrificio.
Little sacrifice.
Sacrificio,
little power,
poco poder,
but great sacrifice,
gran sacrificio,
great power,
gran poder.
You're not going to walk in destiny.
No vas a caminar en destino.
Without sacrifice.
Sin sacrificio.
You're not going to walk in power.
No vas a caminar en poder.
Without great sacrifice.
Sin gran sacrificio.
You're not going to walk in prophecy.
No vas a caminar en
without
profecía.
Great sacrifice.
Sin gran sacrificio.
It's January.
Es enero.
It's 2024.
Es 2024.
And just like the prophet Samuel.
Y así como el profeta Samuel.
Just like great men and women before us.
Así como los hombres antes de nosotros.
We are reorienting ourselves once again.
Nos estamos enfocando una vez más.
With the power of a prophecy.
Con el poder de una profecía.
With the power of a destiny.
Con el poder de un destino.
With the power of supernatural anointing.
Con el poder de unción sobrenatural.
But I am telling you that God is calling this church.
Pero te digo que Dios está llamando a esta iglesia.
Into a dimension of sacrifice.
A una dimensión de sacrificio.
Into a dimension of consecration.
A una dimensión de consagración.
I will not short sell tonight.
No voy a vender corto.
What it takes to walk into the supernatural.
Lo que toma caminar en lo sobrenatural.
I will not qualify tonight.
No voy a calificar esta
what
noche.
What it takes to see another dimension of revival.
Lo que se necesita para otra dimensión.
There are some things.
Hay unas cosas.
That you have to be willing to leave behind.
Que tienes que estar dispuesto a dejar atrás.
In order to see a level of supernatural
para que puedas ver lo sobrenatural.
Come on, somebody praise him for just a moment.
Alguien alable por unos momentos.
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifique a Jesús.
I won't qualify it.
No lo voy a calificar.
I won't short sell it tonight.
No lo voy a vender corto.
I won't tell you that you can do less.
No te digo que puedes hacer menos.
In order to go into the next dimension.
Para que puedas llegar a otra dimensión.
The lower dimension has to be sacrificed.
La dimensión inferior tiene que ser sacrificada.
In order to move into the next realm.
Para que te muevas a en otro lugar.
You have to be willing to leave some things behind.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a dejar cosas atrás.
Praise God. In order to receive a pattern.
Para que puedas recibir un patrón.
For your life.
Para tu vida.
You have to be willing to leave creature comforts behind.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a dejar unas cosas atrás.
Abraham is taking Isaac.
Abraham está llegando a Isaac.
Toward a place of destiny.
A un lugar de destino.
To fulfill the very thing that he was called by God to fulfill.
Para cumplir lo que Dios le ha llamado que haga.
And as they begin to make this 3-day journey.
Y mientras hacen este viaje de 3 días.
Abraham can see something.
Abraham puede ver unas cosas.
Afar off.
A lo lejano.
He has a vision from God.
Él tiene una visión de Dios.
And for several days,
y por varios días,
the wood,
la madera,
is going to be placed on a beast of burden.
Va a ser puesta sobre un animal de carga.
It's going to be placed on an animal.
Va a estar puesto sobre un animal.
Now we've discussed dimensions before.
Hablamos de dimensión anteriormente.
The first dimension is the dimension of the snail.
La primera dimensión es la dimensión de un caracol.
From point A to point B.
Del punto A a punto B.
It's from where you are to food.
Es de donde estás a la comida.
And back again.
Y para atrás de nuevo.
It's a simple existence.
Es una existencia simple.
The second dimension.
La segunda dimensión.
Is the dimension of a dog.
Es la dimensión de un perro.
It's from where you are.
Es de donde estás.
To food and back.
A comida para atrás.
And from where you are.
Y de donde estás.
To your owner and back.
A tu amo y para atrás.
The dimension of the dog just wants a pat on the head.
La dimensión de un perro nomás quiere un cariño.
He just wants somebody to tell him fetch.
Solo quiere que le digan ve.
Go chase the ball.
Ve, persigue la pelota.
Roll over.
Échate una vuelta.
Play dead.
Acuéstate.
Good boy.
Buen perro.
Here's a treat.
Aquí está un dulce.
That's the second dimension.
Esa es la segunda dimensión.
The third dimension.
La tercera dimensión.
Is the dimension of man.
Es la dimensión del hombre.
It's the cube.
Es el cuatro.
It's the box.
Es la caja.
It's the house of the familiar.
Es la casa de lo familiar.
It's predictability.
Es predictibilidad.
It's stasis.
Es estático.
It's order.
Es orden.
It's familiarity.
Es familiaridad.
The third dimension.
La tercera dimensión.
Is the dimension of a functioning person.
Es la dimensión de un hombre funciona normal.
That's where we learn the rules.
Ahí es donde aprendemos las reglas.
That's where we learn order.
Ahí es donde aprendemos la orden.
That's where society is framed.
Ahí es donde la sociedad es formada.
Abraham has Isaac.
Abraham tiene a Isaac.
And they are going up toward the mountain of God.
Y van para atrás a la montaña de Dios.
And for Isaac.
Y para Isaac.
The burden is being shared.
La carga está siendo compartida.
Between him and the donkey.
Entre él y el burro.
And between him and the servants.
Y entre él y los siervos.
The wood is being placed on some other animal.
La madera está cargada por otro animal.
The burden.
La carga.
Is being carried by somebody else.
Está siendo cargada por alguien más.
And for a season.
Y por una temporada.
It works.
Funciona.
It's acceptable.
Es aceptable.
Young people, this is what happens when you ride your parents' coattails.
Joven, esto es lo que pasa cuando estás con tus padres.
And you ride on somebody else's experience with God.
Y tienes la experiencia de alguien más.
Paul told us in the book of Galatians.
Pablo le dijo en el libro de Gálatas.
That the heir.
Que el heredero.
He has all of the promises bequeathed to him.
Tiene todas las promesas concedidas a él.
The promise for dominion and authority and power.
La promesa de dominio, autoridad y poder.
But the heir.
Pero el heredero.
As long as he is a child.
Mientras él sea niño.
Differs nothing than the servant.
No hay diferencia entre él y un siervo.
Though he be lord of all.
Aunque sea el señor de todo.
But he is entrusted to tutors.
Pero es que confiada a tutores.
Until the time appointed of the father.
Hasta el tiempo apuntado del padre.
What that means is he gets to live in the house.
Lo que significa él puede vivir en la casa.
He gets to eat daddy's bread.
Él puede comer el pan del papá.
He gets daddy's protection.
Él tiene la protección del padre.
He gets daddy's cultivation.
Tiene la protección de su padre.
He gets to live in the safety and the predictability of house, that life in the third dimension.
Puede vivir en la seguridad de su casa del padre en la vida de la mención en tercera.
But at some point,
pero en algún punto,
if the heir is going to walk into full sonship,
si el heredero va a caminar en completa filiación,
he has to be willing to sacrifice.
Tiene que estar dispuesto a sacrificar.
Third dimensional living,
la vida en la tercera dimensión,
for something higher,
para algo más grande,
for something beyond him,
para algo más allá.
And Isaac comes to the point.
Isaac llega al punto
where Abraham looks at him.
Donde Abraham lo mira a él.
And he said, "If we're going to go on the mountain with God,
y dice, si vamos a la montaña con
if
Dios,
you're going to receive a vision for yourself,
si vas a recibir visión por ti mismo,
if you're ever going to have sonship given to you,
si vas a tener, vas a ser un hijo,
you have to be willing to leave some things behind.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a dejar cosas atrás.
What is he leaving behind?
¿Qué está dejando atrás?
The first thing he leaves behind is the ass.
Lo primero que deja es el burro.
He has to leave behind the donkey.
Tiene que dejar el burro.
He has to leave behind the second dimension.
Tiene que dejar la segunda dimensión.
The dimension that's just focused on getting a pat on the head.
La dimensión que nomás se enfoca.
And having another piece of bread.
En el pan.
He said, "You're going to have to take the burden off of the donkey.
Vas a tener que quitar la carga del
and
burro.
You're going to have it placed upon your
y la
back.
Vas a tener que cargar tú."
What is the next thing that he has to leave behind?
¿Qué es lo siguiente que tiene que dejar?
He has to leave behind the servant.
Tiene que dejar para atrás el siervo.
The servant is a perfect third dimensional person.
El siervo es una persona perfecta en la tercera dimensión.
Because life in the house is predictable and familiar.
Porque la vida en la casa es familiar.
The master tells you where to go.
El maestro le dice dónde vayas.
How to do it.
Y cómo hacerlo.
And what to do.
Y qué hacer.
But the heir, as long as he stays a child,
pero el heredero mientras sea niño,
he's no different than the servant.
No es diferente que el siervo.
Though he be lord of all,
aunque sea el señor de todo,
he doesn't have a burden.
No tiene una carga.
He doesn't have a vision for himself.
No tiene una visión por sí mismo.
Can I tell you something tonight?
Déjate digo algo esta noche.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That in this season of this church's existence,
en esta temporada de esta iglesia,
some people move from servanthood,
unas personas se mueven de siervos,
and into sonship, where you say, "I'm leaving the ass behind."
Donde dicen, dejo el burro atrás.
I'm leaving the servant behind.
Dejo el siervo atrás.
I refuse.
Yo niego.
To let somebody else
que alguien más
carry my burden any longer.
Cargue lo que yo debo de cargar.
I'm not making excuses.
Yo no voy a hacer excusas.
I'm not letting somebody else carry the burden of consecration. He is standing in between.
Está parado entre medio.
What he can be.
Lo que él puede ser.
In fulfilling the typology of Christ.
En cumplimiento de la tipología de Cristo.
Sacrifice.
Sacrificio.
And dominion.
Y dominio.
And anointing.
Y unción.
And his base nature.
Y su naturaleza base.
His animal nature.
Su naturaleza animal.
Just to consume.
Nomás para consumir.
Young people, listen to me.
Jóvenes, escúchenme.
I will not short sell for you.
Yo no voy a darle lo corto a ustedes.
What it takes to walk in dominion.
Lo que cuesta caminar en dominio.
I'm telling you that it's the will of God.
Yo te digo, es la voluntad de Dios.
For these signs to follow them that believe.
Que estos señales sigan a los creyentes.
I am sick and tired.
Yo estoy empadado.
Of the denominational church.
De la iglesia de
telling us what can be.
Que nos diga lo que puede ser.
In 2024. It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For the supernatural.
Para lo sobrenatural.
To flow through the apostolic church.
Que se mueva por la iglesia apostólica.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For signs and wonders.
Que señales y prodigios.
To flow through the apostolic church.
Se mueva por la iglesia apostólica.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For prophecy to flow through the church.
Que se mueva la profecía en la iglesia.
In 2024.
En el 2024.
I had a young lady come to me this afternoon.
Una joven me vino a visitar.
And she told me.
Y me dijo.
She said, "Brother Stephen."
Dijo, hermano Stephen.
Before Brother Pablo got in that accident.
Antes que el hermano Pablo vino un accidente.
I had a dream.
Yo tuve un sueño.
That he was in an accident,
que él estuvo un accidente,
and that it was fatal,
y que era fatal.
But that on the other side of that accident,
pero al otro lado de ese accidente,
his grandmother came to church and got the Holy Ghost.
Su abuela regresó a la iglesia.
She said, "On Friday,"
ella dijo, el viernes,
"I called him,
yo llamé a él,
and told him,"
y le dije,
"I had a dream you were getting in an accident."
Yo tuve un sueño que ibas a tener
but
un accidente.
On the other side of the accident was revival.
Pero al otro lado iba a haber miento.
On the other side of the accident was a breakthrough.
Al otro lado iba a haber victoria.
On the other side of the accident was what you had been praying for.
Al otro lado era lo que estabas orando.
On Friday,
el viernes,
he got the phone call.
Y llegó la llamada.
On Saturday night, he totaled his car.
El sábado en la noche tuvo accidente.
That's the will of God.
Esa es la voluntad de Dios.
It's the will of God for us to connect to the supernatural.
Es la voluntad de conectarnos a eso.
It's the will of God for us to walk in prophecy.
Es la voluntad de Dios caminar en profecía.
Now the good news is he didn't die in the accident.
La noticia buena es que no se murió en el accidente.
But I told her, I said, the main thing was not the death in the accident.
Lo más importante era no la muerte.
The main thing is that something was going to trigger revival on the other side of the accident.
Lo más importante es que algo iba a causar avivamiento.
That's what God was trying to let her know.
Es lo que quería saber Dios.
This is not a day.
Esto no es un día.
To just play in the shallows.
Para nomás jugar en lo bajito.
God wants to take us through a door.
Dios quiere llevarnos por una puerta
that we have never walked through before.
Que nunca hemos caminado antes.
I'm telling you, we saw some really neat things happen last year.
Te digo, miramos unas cosas bonitas el año pasado.
We saw the second most number of people get the Holy Ghost in the church's history.
Miramos muchas personas recibir el Espíritu Santo.
But I'm telling you, it's the will of God this year.
Pero es la voluntad de Dios este año.
That we break through that barrier.
Que rompemos esa frontera.
Praise God. It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
Praise God. I'm believing for revival in Anniston.
Estoy creyendo por avivamiento.
Praise God. I'm believing God for the supernatural.
Estoy creyendo a Dios por lo sobrenatural.
I was talking to Brother Nathaniel Urshan last week.
Estaba hablando con el hermano Nathaniel Urshan.
He said, Brother Stephen.
Él dice, hermano Stephen.
He said, Sunday night.
El domingo en la noche.
New Year's Eve service.
El día de Año Nuevo.
We were in the middle of worship.
Estábamos en medio de oración.
And he said the back door opened.
Y dijo la puerta se abrió de atrás.
And he said a group of ladies walked in the back door.
Y un grupo de señoras entraron.
That were like 6, I think he said 6'2 or 6'4 and taller.
Que estaban muy altas.
He said we didn't know who they were.
Dice no sabemos quién eran.
He said but they came in and started worshiping God.
Pero vinieron y empezaron a adorar a Dios.
He said before it was over they were up at the front, hands lifted, tears running down their face.
Antes que se acabó estaban enfrente adorando.
He said we didn't know it.
No lo conocíamos.
But it was the Duke women's basketball team.
Pero era el equipo de fútbol de básquetbol.
New Year's Eve.
En el nuevo año.
While everybody else was out partying.
Cuando todos estaban festejando.
They were looking for a church.
Ellos estaban buscando una iglesia.
Where the presence of God was.
Donde la presencia de Dios se movía.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For us to have unprecedented revival.
Que tengamos avivamiento.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For us to kick the door off of this thing.
Que rompamos fronteras.
And say, God, what can you do in 2024?
Y decir, Dios, ¿qué puedes hacer este año?
Praise God. But you're going to have to leave some things behind.
Pero tienes que dejar algo atrás.
You're going to have to leave some things behind.
Tienes que dejar algo atrás.
We're about to move into a week of prayer and fasting.
Vamos a movernos una temporada de ayuno.
And I am excited.
Y yo estoy emocionado.
Now you say, well, I'm not excited about that.
Dices, no estoy emocionado yo de eso.
The part of you that is not excited about that.
La parte de ti que no está emocionado.
Is your flesh.
Es tu carne.
But there's another part of you.
Pero hay otra parte de ti.
That you should be able to identify.
Que tienes que identificar.
That says, "Oh my goodness."
Que dice, "Oh Dios mío."
We're about to kick the devil in the teeth.
Vamos a darle un golpe al diablo.
We're about to punch a hole in the atmosphere.
Vamos a romper la atmósfera.
Yes. Your donkey nature.
Tu naturaleza burra.
Your second dimension nature.
La dimensión segunda.
Is not happy about it.
No está contenta de eso.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Your video game playing nature.
La naturaleza que te gusta jugar videojuegos.
Your carnal nature.
Tu naturaleza carnal.
Is not happy about it.
No está contento.
It doesn't want to lay the video controller on the altar.
No quiere dejar el videojuego en el altar.
It doesn't want to lay Instagram on the altar.
No quiere poner el Instagram en el altar.
It doesn't want to lay Facebook on the altar.
No quiere dejar el Facebook en el altar.
That's your donkey nature.
Esa es tu naturaleza.
And you just want to put the burden of revival off on somebody else.
Tú quieres poner la carga a alguien más.
And I get it. I understand.
Y yo entiendo lo que pasa.
Because we all have that nature.
Porque todos tenemos esa naturaleza.
But I'm just telling you, brother, I want to have dominion.
Pero yo te digo, hermano, quiero tener dominio.
I want to be bad to the bone for Jesus.
Quiero ser bueno para.
And it takes discipline, doesn't it? It takes training, doesn't it? It takes hard work, doesn't it? It takes sacrifice. Our backsliders are coming home.
Los que están alejados van a
regresar. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
But that's not just an empty promise.
Pero eso no nomás es promesa vacía.
It's one thing to get real hyped up about that.
Es una cosa emocionarse de eso.
And take a lap around the church.
Y correrle en la iglesia.
And that's good.
Y eso es bueno.
That's good.
Eso es bueno.
But at some point,
pero en algún punto,
if there's going to be another generation,
si va a haber otra generación,
that preaches great revivals,
que predica gran predicaciones,
and teaches Bible studies,
y nos enseña estudios bíblicos,
where you're sitting across the table from somebody,
donde estás sentado en la mesa,
and the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage,
y la unción destruye el yugo que te tiene atado,
if there's going to be another generation,
si va a haber otra generación.
I'm not going to use the language,
no voy a usar el lenguaje,
that I would like to use to get your attention.
Que quiero usar para tener tu atención.
Because I don't want to be on some Instagram site.
Porque no quiero estar en una página.
But there is a part of your nature,
pero hay una parte de tu naturaleza,
that is ignorant,
que es ignorante,
and weak,
y es débil,
and stubborn,
y es terco,
that does not want to fast,
que no quiere ayunar.
Not excited.
No es emocionante.
But you've got to leave that part of your nature.
Pero tienes que dejar esa parte de tu naturaleza.
On the altar.
En el altar.
And say, there's going to be another generation of apostolic sons in the city of Birmingham.
Va a haber otra generación de apostólicos hijos en esta iglesia.
This is not my mama's revival.
Este no es el avivamiento de
mis
padres.
This is not my daddy's revival.
No es el avivamiento de mi madre.
This is not the previous generation's revival.
No es el avivamiento de alguien más.
This is my revival.
Este es mi avivamiento.
There's got to be a young person.
Tiene que haber un joven.
That says, put it on my back.
Que dice, ponlo sobre mi espalda.
Put the burden of prayer on my
back. Pon la carga de oración sobre mí.
Put the burden of consecration on my back.
Pon la carga de consagración.
All of us would prefer,
todos nosotros preferíamos,
to just be the servant.
Nomás ser el siervo.
Brother Antoine.
Hermano Antoine.
It would be a lot easier.
Sería más fácil.
For us just to pick up the phone,
para que nomás levantemos el teléfono,
and call the bishop,
y llamamos al obispo,
and say I'm out here evangelizing,
y decimos estamos evangelizando,
and this church can't break through,
y esta iglesia no puede vencer.
Give me the recipe.
Dame la receta.
That's what a servant does.
Eso es lo que hace un siervo.
But a son,
pero un hijo,
walks in and tests the atmosphere.
Entra y prueba la atmósfera.
And says, "Well, well."
Y dice, mira, mira aquí.
Somebody's locked up.
Alguien está atado.
Somebody's in prison.
Alguien está en la cárcel.
Somebody's bound up.
Alguien está atado.
And if it's going to happen,
y si va a suceder,
Bishop can't come and do it.
El obispo no puede venir.
Brother Cliff can't come and do it.
El hermano Cliff no puede venir.
But I've already had the burden on my back.
Pero ya tengo la carga en mi espalda.
I've been to some place at Gethsemane.
Yo he estado en lugares.
I've been to a place in prayer.
Yo he estado en lugares.
I've went to a place in fasting.
Yo fui a un lugar en ayuno.
And I'm about to kick a hole in the atmosphere.
Y voy a aventar una puerta en la atmósfera.
When we're young and immature,
cuando somos jóvenes y inmaduros,
we say, "My daddy said."
Decimos, mi padre dice.
I'm telling you something.
Te digo algo.
God's calling us into a dimension.
Dios nos está llamando a una dimensión.
Where hell sees us coming.
Donde el infierno nos ve.
And so, oh. Why do you think all of a sudden the wind starts to blow?
¿Por qué crees que el viento de repente sopla?
Why do you think there's a storm?
¿Por qué crees que hay una tormenta?
On the Lake Gennesaret.
En el lugar para el servicio.
Because there was a man bound up.
Porque había un hombre atado.
And the spirit world saw what was sailing his way.
Y el mundo espiritual miraba lo que venía.
And he said, "I've got to get these boys distracted."
Y dice, tengo que distraerlos.
They started trembling with fear.
Empezaron a temblar.
But Jesus was asleep.
Cuando Jesús estaba dormido.
Jesus was relaxed.
Jesús estaba relajado.
Jesus came walking on the water.
Jesús vino caminando en el agua.
He's not studying the problem.
Él no está estudiando el problema.
And he's looking to anoint some people.
Está mirando a ungir a alguien.
That say, "I know who my daddy is, and I'm a son of the Most High God,
y soy un hijo de Dios.
And I command you to come out,
y yo te digo que te salga.
In Jesus' name."
En el nombre de Jesús.
You need a reputation in hell.
Necesitas una reputación en el infierno.
You need a reputation in hell.
Necesitas reputación en el infierno.
I know who that is.
Yo sé quién es él.
That youth group, don't mess with them, man.
Esos jóvenes, no te metas con ellos.
They're not distracted. They're
ellos
not carnal.
No son distraídos, no son carnales.
They've already sent some things home.
Ellos ya han mandado cosas a casa.
Mama, you can take my video games.
Madre, tú puedes quedar con mis videojuegos.
Mama, you can take these little hobbies.
Te puedes quedar con estos hábitos.
I'm ready to become a man.
Estoy listo a hacerme un hombre.
I'm ready to have revival.
Estoy listo para el avivamiento.
I'm ready to make a difference.
Estoy listo para hacer una diferencia.
I'm ready to teach a Bible study.
Estoy listo para enseñar un estudio.
I'm ready to win a soul in 2024. I'm ready to put revival on my back.
Estoy listo para cargar el avivamiento.
For the glory of God.
Para la gloria de Dios.
Come on, let's all stand.
Pónganse de pie.
Let's give God some praise.
Vamos a alabar a Dios.
Let's magnify Jesus.
Vamos a magnificar a Jesús.
Come on, this altar is open.
Este altar está abierto.
Why don't you make your way down here? Take somebody
vengan al frente,
by the hand.
Vengan al frente.
Come on, we're going to prepare ourselves tonight.
Nos vamos a preparar esta noche.
For a week of consecration.
Para una semana de consagración.
We're going to prepare ourselves tonight.
Nos vamos a preparar esta noche.
For a week a preparation.
Para una semana de preparación.
For harvest.
Para una cosecha.
Come on, why don't you begin to lift up your hands?
Empiezan a levantar las manos.
Somebody begin to talk to God.
Alguien empieza a hablar a Dios.
Somebody take dominion in the Holy Ghost.
Alguien tome dominio en el Espíritu Santo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, if you need the Holy Ghost tonight, you can receive it.
Si necesitas el Espíritu esta noche.
If you need a breakthrough tonight, you can get it.
Si necesitas victoria.
Under my feet, I declare I got victory. I dance as Christ Satan. Under my feet, I declare I got victory. I dance as Christ Satan.
Somebody take dominion right now with the Holy Ghost.
Dominio en el Espíritu.
You may find somebody to link up with and pray in the Spirit. I want to see the supernatural.
Quiero ver lo sobrenatural.
Moving.
El Espíritu se está moviendo.
Find somebody to pray with.
Encuentra alguien con quien orar.
Find somebody to link up with.
Encuentra alguien con quien conectarte.
I got victory.
press in, somebody press in.
Release your glory, release your rain.
The Holy Ghost just fall.
In
the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Pour it out.
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 Lord, we need you.
Pour it out.
We need your spirit.
Pour it out.
Pour out your healing.
Pour it out.
Pour out your blessing.
Pour it out.
Have received the Holy Ghost.
Ya tuvimos dos que fueron bautizados y recibieron.
We got one more.
Tenemos uno más.
Come on, somebody say this is my revival.
Alguien termine este día.
This is my breakthrough.
Esta es mi batalla.
Release your power. Come, come, oh.
We have one more that's about to go down in the water in Jesus' name. Do it, Jesus. Those knuckleheads that were building the Tower of Babel, do you know that they were in one mind and one accord, and that God had to confuse their language? Because whatever they put their mind to do, because they were unified, nothing would be impossible for them. We're setting up a lot of stuff for this new year. This week, we're going to pray and fast. I am not going to ask you to commit time to pray and fast. I'm going to tell you, we're praying and fasting. We'll have music on in the sanctuary every day. Come and pray. Come and consecrate. Wednesday night, we're going to have church. I'm just going to tell you what I believe can happen in the middle of a week of prayer and fasting. I believe that we can have the kind of church where the supernatural happens, where blind eyes are open, where people receive the Holy Ghost. Friday night, we're going to have foot washing and communion. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on Friday night. Our guys are going to be on this side. Our ladies are going to be on this side. We're going to have chairs cordoned off so that, ladies, you have some privacy. If you want to participate in foot washing and communion, or foot washing, you can. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to have a service with foot washing and communion in it. Everybody's going to be in the same room. We're going to give the ladies some privacy on this side. Guys will be cordoned off on this side. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, come and participate. When I say come and participate, I mean make this house Friday night a place of a unified church. Come and pray. Come and intercede. Come and worship. I am telling you that I believe that God is about to take us to some places we've never been before. Praise God. Sister Gina talked about, or somebody talked about, the play tonight. Okay. Last year, I think, if I remember correctly, that play was our highest attended service. We had more visitors in this church for the play than we had at any other point in the year. All right, we need all hands on deck. I'm just telling you, I believe that God is unifying us this year as a congregation and as a body. And if you want to be a part of the play, it is going to be an evangelistic thrust. I'm just going to tell you, people are going to get the Holy Ghost. Miracles are going to happen. I'm telling you, signs and wonders are going to happen. If you're interested in helping, I believe there are some people here, you've never been involved in something like this before. There are going to be some ladies involved in foot washing. Maybe you've never done it before, some young people. There are going to be some people participating in this place, Sister Gina, helping in myriad ways that they've never been involved before. I am telling you, this is the kind of season to get involved. Find a burden, something you can get under the weight of it. And make up your mind, I am going to be a part of the harvest. Praise God. There's jambalaya in the coffee shop. Somebody's getting baptized. God bless you. Have a good night. Go in Jesus' name. Let's have revival. Praise God.